There's been months of legal wrangling, international legal wrangling, but finally the alleged Russian arms dealer, Victor Boot, has been extradited from Thailand to the U.S. He's a former Soviet Air Force officer, possibly with links to Soviet intelligence agencies. He's been nicknamed the Merchant of Death. He faces charges of terrorism and arms trafficking that go back to the 1990s and dictators and conflict zones in Africa, South America, all over the Middle East. He was actually flown out of Bangkok earlier this morning after the Thai government approved his extradition. And joining us now is Maria Zotova. She's with our partner, the BBC. Good morning, Maria.
Hello.
The Russians fought for a very long time to try and get Boot sent to Russia instead, where presumably he would not face any charges at all since he's been walking around free in Russia for a very long time. Russia did not get what they wanted. Any idea why?
Well, basically, Moscow sees Victor Boot as an innocent businessman. And in a statement, the Russian Foreign Ministry said that his extradition today was the result of unprecedented political pressure from the U.S. And basically, the Russian people see Victor Boot as a kind of, you know, victim of deals between, you know, the U.S. and Africa, and they see him as this brave guy who wants to face challenges and to, you know, supply guns where even where he couldn't do it. And there is no public single public opinion on Victor Boot, but people don't really see him as a criminal here.
And he issued this statement, which was a little confusing, from prison in August, saying that he doesn't know any secrets about the Russian government. He doesn't know anything about Russian companies, government institutions. He sells guns and that's all he does. But the U.S. has a very different idea of him. What charges is he facing in the United States?
In the United States, he's seen as the person who broke the UN laws by supplying guns to genocide regimes in Africa and rebels. And basically, he was seen as supplying guns to both sides of the conflict, especially in Africa. And the UN accuses him of supporting Charles Taylor, who was on trial for war crimes. And also, he was charged with money laundering and other crimes, smaller ones.
There was an article in the New York Times in which they said that some journalists say that the reason people don't know about him much in Russia is because Russian journalists have stopped covering arms trading because it's too dangerous to do so. Do you think that's true?
Well, in a way it is, because the analysts say that Moscow might not want Victor Boot on trial in the U.S. because he might know too much, and he might have some secrets from the Soviet times because he started his service in the Soviet times in the army, and he might know some things that Russia wouldn't want revealed. And basically, journalists in the late last few years have started being afraid of covering things that they might get beaten for.
Okay, that is Maria Zotova. She is with a Moscow reporter with our partner, the BBC. She's talking about the Merchant of Death, so-called, Victor Boot. He's been extradited from Thailand to the U.S. just in time. He had to be extradited by November 20th, or else he could have walked free. He is charged with terrorism and arms trafficking and will face those charges in the United States.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.